Well, hi, everyone, and welcome to American Truth Finders. I'm Neil Douglas. I'm your host for the show. You know, we've got a different show tonight than we normally have because we usually have a guest. And tonight we don't have a guest. But as you know, if you've been watching any of my posts on Facebook, tonight's show is about the RFID or RFID chip and the National Surveillance Data Warehouse, also known as the Patriot Act. And we're going to go one step further. We're going to do and talk about some mind control. Now, if you're having a problem listening to the show, don't. You can go to bbsradio.com or you can go to americantruthfinders.com, and either way, you're going to find the show. Our phone number is toll-free. It doesn't cost you a nickel. There's plenty of lines open, so I want callers tonight. If I don't get callers tonight, I'll tell you what. We're going to have a discussion, okay? You might not like it, but we're going to have one anyway. And I want to say welcome to all the new listeners that we may have. Our phone number, 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Now, my website is americantruthfinders.com, and you can post a blog or email me at americantruthfinders@gmail.com. Or you can just visit me on Facebook and type in my name, Neil Douglas. And if you want to, you can friend me and let me know. Or if you want to unfriend me, let me know, but I hope you don't. Anyway. I think what we ought to do to start with is let's start with the Patriot Act. Now, the reason I'm saying that, because you know the Patriot Act is supposed to be done this year. And if you buy that, I've got a bridge for you on water in the desert in Arizona, okay? Because I'll tell you what, they can tell you anything they want to tell you, and it's not going to be what you want to hear. They're going to tell you what they want you to hear. Now, if you got any questions, I don't care what it is. It's not going to be a dumb question. It's not, no question is dumb. I want you to remember that because this is an important situation. Now, first of all, I want to tell you that the Patriot Act is connected with the NSA. If you do not know anything about that, we're going to discover that. And I'll tell you what, if you will just please call in and let me know what's on your mind as we go along. Don't worry about interrupting me, okay? And the reason I'm saying that is because this show is for you. It's not for me. It's for you. Tell your friends to tune in. Tell your friends to call in. First of all, I'm going to start with something. You know that the act that was given to the U.S. government is a broad-reaching. I'm talking about the Patriot Act. Is a broad-reaching power to collect data on Americans. But now, get ready for this. Now, the author of the Patriot Act thinks that the national security, the Patriot Administration, has gone too far in its interpretation of the act. What do you think about that one? Well, it's true. Representative James Sessenbrenner, he's from Wisconsin. For those of you that live in Wisconsin, you know who I'm talking about. He was the author of the Patriot Act and wrote a letter to the U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder. And this was, well, it says today, and I'm sorry I don't have the date. I wished I would have. That's my error. Saying that he is disturbed by the law. How the act was interpreted, allowing the NSA to collect all call data for American citizens without their knowledge or say in any suspicions of wrongdoing. Now, I'm going to tell you something. If you think that your phone calls are not being monitored, guess what? You've got another thing coming, and that's not conspiracy, my friends. That is fact. That is fact. Now, let's go on a little bit. He says that the immediate impetus for Stanhauer's letter is a secret court order from the Foreign Intelligence Service Surveillance Court asking Verizon to supply data about calls American citizens made. Related, what you need to know about the NSA secret Verizon surveillance program. I got to tell you something. I have Verizon as my carrier. But I can tell you, Verizon's not the only one. Now, this information does include the originating phone numbers of a call that the terminating number, the duration of the call, and the time of the call, and you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it could even include information about where the call took place. If Verizon also provided information about what cell towers, different towers, phones are connected to, the court justified the order under the section of the Patriot Act that talks about business records. Can I say something without insulting anybody? Bullcrap. I'm sorry. I don't buy it. I don't buy it. Now, Stenbrenner is explained in his letter that while he feels that the Patriot Act struck a good balance between national security interests and constitutional rights, he said he also worries about how people might abuse it. The act itself states that in order to obtain business records from a company under the Patriot Act, you must first meet the criteria. Well, you know, what is the criteria? and you know, it's says you must show the specific investigation that you are conducting and show that the First Amendment, if you're targeting a U.S. citizen, and prove that information sought is directly relevant to the investigation. You know, so for its part, the White House stated that the court order was critical tool in protecting the nation from terrorist threats to the United States. Okay, I can buy into that part to some, to some degree. And I can tell you something. If we go on further about this, you know, it isn't just Verizon. And Verizon General Counsel Randy Mitch, further added that the company has no comment about the reports themselves, and but that the law authorizes the federal courts to order companies to provide information in certain circumstances. And if Verizon were to receive such an order, they would have to be required to comply. Well, you know, Stenbrenner is now demanding the order be unsetted, and that those that are involved take a closer look at how they are affecting civil liberties. Now, he's not the only one. The New York Times even wrote an editorial that the Patriot Act needs to be sharply curtailed, if not repealed, joining a growing, you know, chorus of a whole bunch of voices expressing dismay over just how broadly the federal government interprets their powers under the act. Okay, I'm going to tell you something. this is more, you know, you've all heard about the Patriot Act. I'm not telling you something new. I might be telling you a few new things. And you're probably saying, well, Neil, why are we even bringing this up? This is old news. No, it's not old news, because it's still going on. And it's getting worse. It's getting worse. Now, some of you have got some questions out there. I know you do. And if you don't, I'm going to be very surprised. Very, very surprised. Our number again is 888-627-6008. And I'm going to tell you, tonight is probably going to be a good test to find out whether or not the actual listeners out there have something to say, because it is your show too. It is your show. And when I talk about, when I get in further, because we're going to cover some territory, we really are. Let me tell you something. The NSA's domestic spying program works like this, okay? Are you ready? Okay. Privacy info. The embedded will serve contact from YouTube/nocookie.com. The NSA's domestic spying program, known as the official government documents as the president's surveillance program. Now, this goes back to George Bush, George W. Bush, shortly after the 9/11-2001, you remember that, the attack. And many of you think that was a conspiracy. You know, I don't know whether it was or whether it wasn't. Bottom line is this. There's a lot of questions that need to be answered that our government is definitely lying to us about. Well, the U.S. government still considers the program officially classified, and there's a lot of tremendous amount of information that has been exposed by, you know, several whistleblowers that have been admitted by the government officials during congressional hearings. My question is, why? And how are these whistleblowers still walking the streets? Hey, we do have a caller, and it's Janet from Michigan. And by the way, before I bring Janet on real quick, please give me your first, just the first name to our engineer and the state you're calling from. Janet, are you there?
Yes. I just have a comment for all those people who are probably listening in on this conversation as well from the NSA. I would like them to know that after they help the NSA get us, they're going to be next. There will be another group that will be helping the NSA get them. That they better not be too confident that, oh, they're going to work for the NSA and they're going to help them and get in good with the NSA by helping them get us. Because after we're done, they're going to come after them as well. And then after that, there'll be another group. It's a picking order. It's a pecking order. They're going to start with us. They're going to end with somebody else. But everybody's going to get it except the elite. So that's
Janet,
all I got to say. But just something to think about.
Well, before you leave, Janet, let me go on a little bit further. Obviously, you are well aware of what's happening. Otherwise, you wouldn't be telling people that, you know, you can sit back and say, well, this is never going to happen to me.
I'm mostly letting the people know who work for the NSA at this point.
Yes.
With my comment is that they're going to be next. They can feel all confident right now that, oh, well, I'm helping the NSA get these people, and, oh, I'm going to help them. I'm going to get in good with them, but they're going to be next, because after this group's gone, they're going to be working on them. And, I really believe that. That's the way they work.
You hit the nail on the head, because I just mentioned, Janet, that the whistleblowers, I'm wondering how they're still walking around that that have worked for the NSA.
Yep.
And
well,
been part of
they
it.
Aren't going to be walking along. They aren't going to be walking around after they're done with them. After they don't have any use for them anymore, they're next. So I just want anybody that's listening from the NSA to just know that.
Well,
so anyway,
Janet, thanks for your call. I really appreciate it, and thanks for tuning in. Okay, kiddo, and
okay.
Don't be afraid to tell your friends to holler at me if they want.
I'm not afraid.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, I'm not afraid anymore. Janet, thanks again.
Thank you.
And again, our number is 888-627-6008. You know, she hit on a very, very good point about, you know, for those that work for the government, and you know, look, I know that there are some listening. I wasn't born yesterday, and I'm going to tell you that there are going to be a time, there is going to be a time, excuse me, that they will come after you. Because this all ties into where I'm going and where we've been in the last week or two or one, three, Agenda 21, one world government, one world order. If you don't think it's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to welcome you to the real world because it's gonna. It's on its way. I don't know when, but we know it's soon because it's growing very fast. Now, you know, talking about the domestic surveillance data, this is from their warehouse. I'm going to talk to you about that for just a minute. Here's some of the information. They said, you know, that they themselves put out your data. Number one, if you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to fear. Oh, what nice people. If you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to fear. Don't you just love it? Because their value is founded on unique and deep understanding of risks, vulnerabilities, threats. Domestic surveillance plays a, you know, vital role in their national security, so on and so forth. And yes, that's true. You know, but my concern about that is, why are they not patrolling our borders more and protecting what's coming through there rather than what might be a threat over a telephone or a web call or a web message or whatever it might be. I don't care. They're not protecting the borders. You know, anybody can walk across that border and they come through. They'll come through Argentina, South America, and right, come right up through Mexico. And guess what? They're in the United States. They got ID. They've got driver's license. They've got everything they need to destroy us. And if you don't think they want to, you have been sleeping. My gosh. Now, why we collect your data? Yeah, this is fun. In the past, domestic law enforcement agencies have collected data after a suspected suspect has been identified. Well, now it says this often results in lost intelligence and missed opportunities. But if the data could be collected in advance before the target was known, what if the MIRE Act collecting data could result in the identification of new targets? Well, something I want to ask everybody. And I want somebody to call in on this one. For those that might believe that 9/11 happened, for those that might believe that Boston happened, and even for those that don't think it happened, okay? I don't care. I want you to call in and tell me something. If this data that they're talking about that can take place, this information can happen before it happens, before the targets hit, then why did 9/11 happen? Why did Boston happen? Who was asleep at the wheel? Who is asleep at the wheel? Ask yourself that. Call me. Tell me what you think. 888-627-6008. Now, going on, they go on to say that, now I'm talking about the National Data Warehouse. They say that, what if we could build a national data warehouse containing information about every person in the United States? Janet, you hit the nail on the head because every person in the United States is those that are working for the NSA. You know, it's just the way it is. She's right. she is absolutely right on target there. And you know, the thing that makes this so interesting is that all these people that work for the NSA, and there have been some that have quit, trust me, because they have become whistleblowers. But, you know, thanks to the secret interpretations of the Patriot Act, this is what the NSA is saying, the Domestic Surveillance National Data Warehouse, of the interpretations of the Patriot Act, top secret Fourth Amendment exceptions allowed for foreign intelligence, surveillance court, and broad corporation at the local, get this, state and federal level, we can. Agenda 21, folks. Guess what? Agenda 21, that is the New World Order. And very soon in the near future, I'm going to have a guest, an old friend of mine that's going to be on that is, we're going to discuss exactly that, that it starts right in your community. All this spying, all this setup, getting the sheriffs and the local police and the mayors and the board of directors, anybody that's on the board of any kind, I don't care what you want to call it. In each state, it might be called something different. But that's where it's going to start. And then it works its way up. Do you remember Ross Perot? He had a great plan. Problem was, he was going from the top down. We have to look at the big picture. It starts at the bottom and goes up. Your local community? Your county? Your state and your federal government. Now, this is just part of the Agenda 21 One World Order movement. And is the Illuminati involved with all this? I'm going to tell you right now, you darn right. And you might think, well, why do I even bring that up? Because I'm going to tell you something. They're part of the New World Order. Think about it. Look it up. I don't want you to take anything I say as fact. If you people don't look up and do your own research, do your own investigation, then I'll tell you what, I got cheese on the moon. I'm going to sell you. You've got to do your own research. Don't believe me. Now, I'm going to go on. Because the Surveillance National Data Warehouse collects this kind of data. Every day, people have digital trail of electronic breadcrumbs as they go about their daily routine. They go to work using electronic fare cards, drive through intersections with traffic cameras, walk down the street past security cameras, surf the internet. Boy, there's the big one. They surf the internet. How many of you don't? I bet you there's not one person that's listening that hasn't surfed the internet. And if you haven't, call me. I want to know. Pay with purchases with credit cards or debit cards. You text or call your friends. And this goes on and on. And this is not me talking. Do you get it? It is not me talking. This is coming from the Domestic Surveillance National Data Warehouse. Now, they go on to say that there is no way to predict in advance which crucial place of data will be the key to revealing a potential plot. And I'm going to tell you something. This is something that disturbs me because potential plots have been going on for eons. And you want to know something else? If, and I'm saying if, you know, we have to, you know, for those that aren't certain, and I'm one of those, I guess, that you could say is you know, I'm willing to listen and research anything. But if Boston really was at an actual situation where it wasn't staged, or the school in, where was it? I don't even remember, in the New England states, was it staged? Well, some people believe it is. Some people believe it isn't. I'm going to say something, though. If that is really true, then where was their potential plot that they were trying to, that they say that they can uncover? Now, I'm spending an awful lot of time just on the domestic warehouse, and the reason is because of the size, where it's at, how many there are in this country, and then we're going to move on to a few other things, all right? I'm going to say this. They go on to tell us that in the spirit of openness and transparency, we now have a list of current and planned future data collection targets. I am going to read some of these to you, and I want you to think about what I'm reading. Number one, internet searches. And here's a collection by federal government workers. Websites that you visited, emails sent and received, your social media activity. Are you ready? Facebook, Twitter, etc., etc., etc. Blogging activity includes posts that are read, written, and commented on. You know, and then they go on to say, view our patent. Well, that means obviously they can do whatever they want. I guess they can do whatever they want. Videos. Get ready. Videos that you've watched and or uploaded online, they know about. This is what they're watching. Photos that are viewed or uploaded online, they know about them. They've got them. Mobile phone GPS location data. Well, we all know what the heck that is. We all know what that is. They can track you anywhere you go. If you turn it off, I'm going to tell you what, most phones, even if you turn that off, unless you take the battery out, they still can follow you. A lot of you may not know that, but it's true. Mobile phone apps that are downloaded. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe this. I just had to shut off my cough mic for just a minute. I hope I'm still on the air. Anyway, when I said mobile phones, that apps that are downloaded, I don't care what it is. It could be Skype. They know about it. They know about it. Phone call records. And it says, view our patent again. Oh, for crying out loud. Text messages sent and received. Skype video calls. Oh, I just mentioned Skype, didn't I? Yeah, if you have a video, video call, they monitor it. They can watch it. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Sony TV already has announced they have microphones and cameras in their brand new TVs that the smart TVs that they can actually watch you should they choose to. Now, no, they're not going to watch everybody that owns one. They haven't got that kind of equipment. The point is they can still hear your conversations if they choose to. And if the government says, I want you to keep an eye on him. Keep an eye on Neil Douglas. This guy could be dangerous. He's exposing us. I'm going to tell you something, people. You may be afraid to call in, or you might not want to call in, because you're afraid of that you might be being tracked down. It doesn't matter. You're already been tracked. And I'm going to tell you something else. I don't care if they're looking at me. I know they are. I don't care what they're saying. I don't care what they think. Because I am going to tell you the way I feel. If we, the people, don't put a stop to it, the country's done anyway. And then what? Then what? All right, let me go on. If you do an online purchase and auction transactions, you know, like eBay or maybe Amazon, whatever, that's tracked. Any and all of your credit card and debit transactions are tracked. All your financial information that you have in the, I don't care what it is, as long as it's in a bank or someplace, your Roth or your IRA, whatever it might be, yeah, they know about it. Any legal documents they've got record of. Travel documents, health records, cable television shows that you watch and record. Come on. Who's selling all of this? Who's getting rid of, you know, who's giving this information out? Well, we know. It's all payoff. It's all agreement with these big companies. Computer toll records. Electronic bus and subway passes. Smart passes. Facial recognition data from surveillance cameras. That's how they catch some people. We already know that. Educational records. Oh, goodness. They even know your arrest records, which is not uncommon. That's public knowledge. And, of course, your driver's license information. Here's something else I want you to know. The sample collection data is done in real time, and that's not my words. That is the words of the National Intelligence Data Warehouse. So it's not, you know, it's not me. It's not me. I could go on and tell you how they collect your data, how they use your data, how the threat matrix processing is. I could tell you about the future of the domestic intelligence data and the facts of their surveillance. It's, you can find it. You can find it. And I'll tell you where it's at. Just look up the Domestic Surveillance National Data Warehouse. Okay? Now, I'm going to give you a little bit more information as where the data center is. The big one, the biggest one, and this goes back a few years, but I'm going to tell you what the biggest one is in Utah. That was built in 2013. Okay. Now, not only are they in Utah, I'm not going to go into a lot of detail here because they have got centers all over, but this is what's important. That the data storage in Utah, with its 1 million square feet of enclosed space, is virtually bottomless, was given a terabyte, can now be stored on a tiny flash drive. Wired.com argues that the U.S. plan to break the AES is the sole reason behind the construction of the Utah data center. I don't know. The eavesdropping issue has been rocking the U.S. since the Watergate scandal back in the 70s, for crying out loud. Now, that's when domestic spying was eventually outlawed. Nowadays, a lot of questions are still being asked about the secret activities of our U.S. government, and doggone it, whether it could be using the Patriot Act or and other national security legislation to justify their potentially illegal actions. There are former NSA employees who decided to go public. Wonder whether the agency, which is to spend up to $2 billion on heavily fortified facility in Utah, just in Utah, just in Utah. Now, there's two new spying facilities that are storing data in seven times the size of the Pentagon. I'm telling you this information because this is extremely, extremely important that we as Americans contact our congressman and our representatives and tell them we've had enough. We've had enough. You want to spy on us? At least, for crying out loud, do it honestly. Let us, you know, come right out and send me a letter. I don't care. Say, I'm going to keep an eye on you, Neil. All right. Go for it. You're doing it anyway. You're really doing it anyway. So why are you even bothering not to tell us? And of course, we could go on and on and on. There's in the neighborhood. Okay, right now I'm going to tell you there's in the neighborhood of I'd have to look it up. I've got it here, but I didn't mark it, which I should have, and I apologize. But there's over 30 some different of these centers that are spying on us in the United States. Over 30 some, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of 34, 35, maybe more now. I don't know. I'm not going to go any further with this at this point. Oh, wait a minute. I will too. One more thing. There is one guy I want you to check out. His name is Gregory Evans. Fantastic about the knowledge of what's going on with all this information. Gregory Evans, look him up. It's Gregory D. Evans. He's got a tremendous amount of information that I think you'll find interesting. Our number is 888-627-6008. Is Janet the only one who's going to call tonight? Am I that interesting? Don't be afraid to make a phone call, folks. If you have a question, if you have a statement like Janet did, make it. Let other people hear it. If you're concerned about a question that you might have that you wonder why, you know, what's your problem? Are you afraid? You afraid the government's going to hear you? Well, you know, already know they are. Now, let's go to the next subject that I had posted. And that is, now this one to me is a heavy duty one, because I'm going to ask you a flat out question, and I do want some phone calls on this one, okay? I do want some phone calls. And that is the biochip implant. Some people call it the mark of the beast. Is it? Is it the mark of the beast? I don't know. I'm being honest. I don't know. Is it the coming of the mark of the beast? I don't know that one either. I do know this. The biochip implants are happening. And if you remember back, they started with pets. Do you remember that? They put the little chip in the pet, in your dog, especially at the humane societies or wherever you got your dog. It doesn't matter, or the veterinarian. And it was a test market. And they said it was so that if your dog got lost, we could track it down or find it. Or we could read that, scan, you know, your dog, and we can find out what kind of diseases, if he gets lost and somebody finds him, or what kind of shots he's had, what kind of things have happened with him. Well, does that sound like a starting point to you? I remember going back a few years back, and I told people when I first heard about this, get ready, ladies and gentlemen, because guess what? Your babies are going to be next. How many of you know whether or not your child that you have, that baby, that young child, was not when it was taken out of your arms and carried over someplace or whatever, given it shots? I don't care. What do you want to, whatever happens? How do you know? that they weren't implanted with a chip. Do you know? Do you have a clue? Of course you don't, because you don't know. Is it possible? You bet. You're darn right it is. Anything's possible today. You know, the biochip implants, you know, it's really kind of, it's becoming very increasingly clear. Because I'm going to tell you some things you probably don't even know. For instance, your clothing. How many of you are aware of the fact that your clothing has a chip in it? Now, all of your clothing? No, I'm not saying that. Not a bit. But are there manufacturers doing it? Yeah, there are. Don't take my word for it. Do some research, will you? I mean with research with people who are experts on the issue. Experts. And I tell you what, there are some very good experts out there. I wished I'd have found, now I misplaced her name, but Catherine, if I can find it, I'll come across it anyway. Oh, Catherine Albrecht. I'm going to tell you something. This woman knows what she's talking about. You do some research for her, on her. Trust me. Trust me. She has written a book as to how to explain the chip to children. She calls it the RFID threat, but really what it is about the children. It's for you to be able to read to children that allows you to explain to them what happens if there is a chip. Okay. Now, the chip is very simple. The RFID is just simply a radio frequency identification. That's all it is. Cell phone towers. Radio frequency. Radio towers, period. Television towers, airport towers. They're all radio frequencies. Where does that lead us? Do you actually believe that this is not happening? Do you know, like when you scan something, or when you go through a checkout line and it's got a little barcode, that many of those barcodes have a small chip in them? Are you aware of that? Don't take my word for it. But are you aware of it? Research it. Do some homework. This is more serious than what maybe I'm making it, folks. This is very, very serious. And I'm telling you right now, for anybody that takes it lightly, like, you know, this is the least of their thoughts at this particular moment, I pray that you will change your mind, because it is very, very, very serious. It's happening. It's coming. Is this prophecy? I don't know. It to me, in a sense, it is. But I don't know, because I don't know what the Creator has planned for us in America or the rest of the world. I just know what I read. It was written by man. We know that, or interpreted by man. We know that. But if you believe in prophecy, whether it's the Old Testament or New Testament, because it's in both places, then you know something is on its way, kids. You know something is happening, kids. I'm telling you right now. Now, I could go on with this and on and on and on about the RFID chips. And Catherine Albrecht, she's the founder and director of, and I apologize, I couldn't get her on the show. She has her own show 5 days a week. She's very busy. She does not do Sunday night shows normally unless they're pre-recorded, because she is a Christian and she prefers not to do that. And do I respect that? Absolutely. But she's the founder and director of what's called Consumers Against Supermarket Privacy Invasion and Numbering. Now, let me tell you why. The day is coming when you will walk with your groceries. You can put them in the bag. It doesn't matter. However you do it. Nowadays, you go to a grocery store and you got to have your own bag anyway. They want you to have it. They want to do away with plastic and paper, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So as much as possible, there are 50 people that do it. You won't even have to check out. You're not going to even have to check out. You just walk out the door, and guess what? Everything is already scanned, because as you walk by, the scanner hits the chip or the barcode or whatever you want to call it. And guess what? You can go right straight to your car, take your groceries home. It'll be taken out of your bank account or your whatever you're using, your debit card. It doesn't matter. That's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. I'll tell you something else, and you probably already saw this one. Your fingerprint. Your fingerprint is now, how many of, please, somebody let me know that they know about this, that now you can use your fingerprint to do your banking, to pay your bill. You can use your fingerprint to lock your phone or unlock it. Oh, but come on. You know, if you aren't aware of this, I don't know where you've been. You sleeping? Got your ears closed? Got your eyes, your mind closed? I don't know what's going on. If you don't know, I'm telling you. And I'm repeating, do not take my word for one thing. I want you to do your own homework. I want you to believe that this is real. Now, before I go any further, because I've only got just a few minutes, about 10 minutes or so, I guess, I think. Our phone number again is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. It's a free call, folks. It's a free call. I wonder if Janet's the only one that was listening. Now, I'm saying that on purpose. I know it's Sunday night. I know people might be doing other things rather than listening to the show, but I also know there are listeners out there. I know that. My question to you is, what are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? You afraid to say something to me that you disagree? I want you to disagree if you have to. If you feel that's your heart, tell me. If you agree, tell me. If you know something I'm not talking about, like, Janet brought up a very good point, please do. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you something right now. We have done a lot of shows. And whether you want to believe it or not, they're all going to be tied in together before it's all done. And you'll see why when I get to my last subject. I'm going to hit my cough button, so hang on. All right. Am I back on the air? The engineer let me know if I'm talking. I think I am. Anyway, okay. Want to make sure because I shut my thank you because I did have to shut my cough button off or turn it on. I mean, so I could cough. I got a little bit of an allergy. Anyway, 888-627-6008. Okay, here we go. The last few minutes we're going to do, we're going to spend some time on mind control. Why? Why are we going to talk about mind control? Well, let's go back to our first topic. And let's ask about the domestic surveillance warehouse, intelligence warehouse. Do they have any tie to mind control? Well, let me ask you this. Do they have any tie to HAARP? And you ask yourself, for those of you that aren't aware, you ask yourself, what the heck is HAARP? Well, I'm going to tell you what HAARP is. HAARP is a radio frequency. HAARP is controlling weather. HAARP is able to, matter of fact, HAARP is, when you look at chemtrails, for crying out loud, that's part of HAARP. And we've had shows on chemtrails, and we'll have more. The thing of it is, I'm going to tell you, where does the mind control come in? Well, wait a minute. Let's go back to the chips again. Is it possible to implant or put a chip into somebody's neck or their brain or where anywhere and control their thoughts and control their thinking and control their mind? What do you think? Do you think I'm blowing smoke? Do you think that I'm just blabbing at the mouth? Well, I'm going to tell you something. Yes, I do think that the chip can be implanted in your brain, in your neck, in your hand. I don't care where it's at. In fact, I did interview a veteran a few years back. And he told me, while he was in the VA hospital, he did have a chip in his hand. He said at that time, and he thinks he took it out, of course, but he knew it was there because he said at that time they used it to scan his medication, his name, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's been a few years back. What's going on today? Now, why did I bring up mind control? And I'm going to tell you something. If you don't think that's either already happening or in the making, then you better shut this show off and go about your business and go play some Monopoly or something. Because I'm going to tell you, mind control is there. And do I believe HAARP has a connection along with the chip and the domestic surveillance intelligent data warehouse? I think it does. It's my own personal opinion. My own personal opinion. And I tell you what, mind control is very serious. We're down to about 2 minutes before we got to get off the air, folks. I really wish there would have been more callers. I really do, because, you know, you've listened to me all night, and I've given you my information, what I have talked about, what I said was an important thing tonight. I did everything I could to get you people to tune in and listen and and try to think about it. This is all coming. The intelligence situation is already here. We already know that. The chips are already here. Are we implanted with them? I don't know. Have we been implanted with a vaccine? I don't know. Have we been implanted with some kind of flu or pneumonia shot? I don't know. I'm going to say this because I'm running short of time. I wanted to get further into mind control. I'm sorry I didn't. But HARP, in my opinion, is involved. And yes, I do think it's radio frequencies. And yes, I do think it's happening. And I'm going to say this, ladies and gentlemen, that I've got 60 seconds, and I'm going to give you my Facebook site is Neil Douglas. Go on there, put your comments back to me. I don't care. You're not going to hurt my feelings. Number two, my website is americantruthfinders.com. Go on there. You want a blog, that's fine. I don't care what you say. Do me a favor. Go to Facebook and either like me or dislike me. Do whatever you want. If you want to friend me, just go to Neil Douglas, request a friend. I'll be your friend after I've at least checked out some things, a little bit about you, so I know I'm not just dealing with the undercover agents. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I haven't got a topic yet for the next 2 weeks because I was concentrating more on this week. I hope you enjoyed the show. Again, my name is Neil Douglas. This has been American Truth Finders. Thanks to BBS Radio also. Ladies and gentlemen, bbsradio.com is the provider for me to be on this air, on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you have a great week, safe week, and happy birthday to everybody out there just having birthdays this weekend today. In the meantime, good night, everyone.